Hello, I'm Ben Rylan, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. Switzerland's largest city has some of the best transport infrastructure in the world. But what makes it so good? Well, for this week's edition of Tall Stories, Monocle's Henry Rhys Sheridan looks at Zurich transport triumph.
Now, Switzerland's reputation for excellence in transport infrastructure is matched only by its famed political neutrality and robust chocolate sector. Lots of people have expounded on the virtues of the country's network of cross-country motorways, trains and tunnels. Indeed, just a few weeks ago, the first passengers travelled through the Gotthard Base Tunnel, the longest and deepest rail tunnel in the world. And of course, there's a solid reputation of the nation's flag carrier, Swissair. But my favourite example of the Helvetic gift for transit is the public transportation network of Switzerland's largest city, Zurich. To begin with, they're the charm of the vehicles themselves. Perhaps the best known, and with good reason, are the city's trams. There are two main types. The newer model is called the Cobra. It's a sleek modern vehicle fitted out with all mod cons, including a low floor for ease of access. But my personal favourite is the Cobra's uncle, the Tram 2000, which despite its name, was designed and introduced in the 1970s. Its boxy, angular profile juxtaposes pleasingly with its smooth glide over the strasses of Zurich. Another favourite of mine that it's easy to miss is the Wittelbergbahn. It's a train service that conveys day trippers from the central train station to the near summit of Wittelberg, Zurich's local mountain, although at just 870 metres above sea level, it's more like a big hill. The handsome red carriages are decorated with their own bespoke livery, with the train's name written diagonally across its flank in jaunty lettering. I like this a lot, making the effort to design dedicated rolling stock for special journeys adds a pleasing sense of occasion to a day out. There are also motor buses, two funiculars, a rack railway, lake boats, cable cars, trolley buses, and the S-Bahn train service that connects Zurich's suburbs to the centre of the city, and all of these disparate elements are integrated into a single fare network with a coordinated timetable. This is all thanks to the efforts of the Zürcher Verkehrsverbund, or ZVV. It's the organisation that harmonises all the different public transport services in the canton of Zurich. The whole system is quintessentially Swiss in its conception and execution, a product of both meticulous planning coordinated by the ZVV and the country's idiosyncratic system of direct democracy. In an initiative in 1981, Zurich voters approved the original S-Bahn network, and they also approved a new through line, which was opened in 2006. And in 1977, the canton's voters green-lighted the Public Transport Priority Initiative, giving trams and buses right-of-way on roads they share with cars, increasing the reliability of public transport in the city. Sometimes when I'm riding in a Zurich tram, I like to let my mind's eye float out of the carriage and up above me, zooming out and slowly revealing the fluid interconnection of the transport system's different elements. With the city expanding rapidly, ZVV is going to have to work hard to maintain the elegance of this system. With its combination of pragmatism and innovation, I'm confident the city can pull it off, and I'm looking forward to many more journeys to come.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Henry Rhys Sheridan for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ben Rylan. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.